This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Good morning, or at least it's my morning. I always forget, like, it's a podcast. Someone could be listening at any point, any day. I just had my like morning routine. I got up, I worked out, I showered, I had breakfast, I took my vitamins, I made the bed. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do this episode. I was waiting to hit the 1 year mark exactly, which is so me. I'm like a Virgo, like perfectionist type A type. But I was like, who cares? You know, so technically 1 year since I started this routine would be like mid-July, and we're at the end of June. So whatever, I'm like 3 weeks early, but I'm just feeling so like passionate on this topic. So I wanted to talk about it. I just was posting a little bit on Instagram about it. You know, I got off doing some cardio this morning and I looked in the mirror. I was just wearing like a sports bra and leggings. I looked in the mirror and I was like, dang, my abs look so good. And I hadn't even done any abs. All I did was cardio. Like, I just like was like, and I actually didn't work out yesterday, which is rare, but I had to wake up really early to go to Lemon, and I just like skipped my workout for the day, which, you know, it's like you do every single day workout. If you miss one every 20 days, I feel like it's not a big deal, you know? But I was still up early. And that was my excuse. I was up and out early. If that wasn't the case, my morning routine would have stayed the same. You know what I mean? So even with like the break the day before and then like just doing cardio, I got off and I was like, oh, I just feel so much better. I feel better in so many different ways. But like, let's be frank, like I lost weight. I toned up. I feel lighter. I feel stronger. I feel more flexible. And I was like, we need to talk about it. So for those that don't know, a very quick recap. And here's what I think really happened. I moved Lemon from California to Tennessee. And in that process, you know, it was stressful to shut down a store, figure things out, relaunch a store. I did a lot of work for months before actually opening the doors here in Franklin. And I don't think people like understand that. It's not just like, oh, you get keys and you set up and then you open. There's so much that happens before all of that. And I think I was just stressed out, and not to make excuses, but I just kind of like let my workouts go. I was really busy with just wanting everything to be perfect for the relaunch of Lemon. And I was probably like overanalyzing everything and being a little neurotic with it. So really like my eating and my fitness took a hit, and it showed. It really showed in my body. For the first time in my life, I was at my heaviest, like other than obviously pregnancy, but like I really... like I didn't recognize myself. I would look in the mirror. I didn't know who that was. And it wasn't enough weight gain where like, no random people or my friends would be like, whoa, what happened to Sarah? But it was enough that like my mom said something, you know, it was enough that like my clothes didn't fit. It was enough that I literally felt uncomfortable. Like I felt like I was always looking 3 months pregnant, or I felt like my arms were huge. Like I was just really uncomfortable in my own body. Like I was like, this is not me. And I'm not okay feeling like this. And I knew it was unhealthy, but it wasn't enough weight gain where I would go to the doctor and the doctor would tell me I'm overweight, if that makes sense. In American standards, I was still considered normal, healthy, whatever. And honestly, if I did blood work, it would probably come back pretty good, you know, because it takes a while for that kind of stuff to affect your health. And it was like, we went to Key West for spring break in March, and I was just like about to open Lemon and just not feeling 100% in my body. And then Open Lemon was very busy. You know, I'm hiring, I'm training all the girls. Like, there's so many layers to this reopen of Lemon that I can't even put it into words for you guys, because it's so, like, so many small things would add up to like so much, right? And then I still have to be mom, and I still have to take care of a household and all these things. Again, not to make excuses, but this is what happened to me. So I'm just like telling you how I got in this position in the first place. And then come like June, me and my mom went to the spa. We actually went over to South Hall, if anyone knows the area or is going to visit. It's a beautiful resort. It was brand new at the time, and they have a beautiful spa area. And we were laying by the mineral pools, and I knew I felt so uncomfortable in my bikini. Again, this is not like a vanity thing. We were at a spa with a bunch of other women. Like, it's not like it's not even about like looking good for other people, but like I felt so gross in my own body. And like, I remember like bending over to like grab my towel or like to lay down on the lounge chair. Then my mom was looking at me and she was like, yeah, you need to lose weight. Like, what is going on? Like, this is not you. And I just had like a gut, and I had like, everything was swollen is what it felt like. Like, everything was just bloated, swollen, big. I just felt nasty. And I was like, yeah, I can't do this anymore, you know? And I was still in that hustle and grind of Lemon, because I always say that first year is the hardest. Like, my friends just started a business, and I was saying to one of them, like, the first year is the hardest. Like, just hustle hard, get it done. After that first year, everything feels a lot more streamlined, you know? So I was still very early in the relaunch of Lemon. Lemon opened in April. This was like June. But I was like, yeah, I can't. This is horrible. Health always comes first. And this is like what I preach, you know? So I started to like clean up my diet, work out, my normal stuff, right? And I was starting to get on a really good rhythm with my workouts at the beginning of July. And then we went on vacation, and we went down to Destin. We were actually staying in like a cute hotel. And I said to my husband, I said, I don't care that we have the kids with us. Every single morning we're going to get up. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to go to the gym. And the kids can sit there and play on the iPad or play with their Switch or whatever, and we're going to work out. Even if it's just 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever, like, I'm on like a mission to like fix myself. So he agreed. I mean, he loves to work out also, and he is health conscious as well. So we did that, which, by the way, made the whole vacation so much better. Like, we started the day on the right foot every single day. And I got back and I was like, I'm going to continue this routine. Every single morning, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to work out. But, you know, even though it was summer, we were busy because the kids had camps and this and that. I was obviously busy with Lemon. And I came to the conclusion the only way that I could keep up with this routine was to wake up early, work out early, and start my day early. And that's how this whole thing started. So I would get up, you know, 5:45, 6 a.m., whatever time I needed to, depending on the day. And I would work out, I would take my vitamins, make the bed, shower, get ready for the day, and then start my day. Whether it was taking the kids to camp, then going to Lemon, getting work done at my office, like whatever it was, I didn't have to worry about fitness. Fitness was already accomplished the moment I woke up. And if you want more details on, you know, all of that, like the beginning days, the first episode was episode 20, where I talked about that I've established this morning routine and how happy I am. I also talk about how it's best to start in the summer, and we're back in summer. So it's like a really good episode to go listen to. I just think it's so much easier to establish an early morning workout routine when it's warm and you wake up and it's light out and you're not in the dead of winter where you just want to like cuddle and, you know, hibernate. So if you've been thinking about doing something like this, this is the time to do it. And that episode talks about that and some other things. And then I did a recap episode, episode 31. It was 3 months into the process. And I kind of give an update, which I think can be really powerful also. And then I think I talk about it again here and there, like 8 months in and all that. So if you want to go back and really kind of dig deep, that's the way to do it. But I want to touch on like my takeaway a year later. Here's the deal. First of all, I'm never going back to the way I used to do things. I used to just like work out. Like my ideal back in the day was 3 to 4 days a week. I would usually go to a studio and take a class, which I do miss on some level. Having an instructor like yell at you or push you or motivate you is so powerful. And I don't want to downplay that. I just don't have it the time in my schedule anymore. I've got a business. I've got children that are in school and sports and are way busier than when they were like toddlers and babies. Like when they were little, I would literally take them with me to bar class and they would go to the little childcare room. Like that doesn't work anymore. Like they're older. We've got sports. We're so busy. We've got sports stuff during the week. We've got sports stuff on Saturdays, sometimes even Sundays. Like it doesn't work anymore. And I had to just come to the conclusion that that old life is no longer. That could circle back again one day when they are driving or when they leave for college. Sure. But I think most of us, if we really want to be productive and enjoy day-to-day life, we need to get the workout done early and we need it to be convenient. And that's when I just decided like, okay, I'm done with all these studios. Well, A, I'm going to save money. Why not? I have my own gym here, but also the time. Like I can't sign up for a 9 o'clock class and then like work my day around that, you know? So I just eliminated that. Every once in a while, I'll go to a class. Like I'm going to a yoga class. They just opened up a yoga studio right next to Lemon and they offered to have me come work out and I'm bringing my friend Ashley and it's going to be so fun, but that's not like my day-to-day, week-to-week. Do you know what I mean? So I definitely think you have to come to a conclusion of something that you can do consistently. Like consistency is key. This is not, I'm going to work out 5 days a week. This is every single day. You're going to get up and you're going to move your body. I don't care what it is. You can walk, you can do yoga, you could stretch for 30 minutes. I literally don't care, but you're doing it every single day. And one thing that Gunnar Peterson said on our episode was that he doesn't plan his days off from his workouts. The days off find him. So it's like if you have a 6 a.m. flight, like, okay, you're probably going to skip your workout that day. That's fine. Or maybe you'll work out when you get to your destination. If you have time, like, cool, we'll just call that a bonus. But those days off will find you. Like if you maybe are not feeling well, or like I said, I missed my workout yesterday because I had to wake up early and get to Lemon really early. And I just didn't have the time, you know, and it was okay because I had worked out every single day for like weeks, right? So those days off will find you, but your goal is every single day. And when I say consistency is key, the goal is just to get up, get your workout clothes on, brush your teeth, and get going. And then I don't care what you do. Like, I also think you have to listen to your body. I had a workout a few weeks ago where I just was low on energy. I wasn't feeling it. I think I did like a little bit of walking on the treadmill. And then I did a little bit of like glutes. And I was like, I was on the floor doing glutes. And I just like at one point just laid there very still. I just laid there. I closed my eyes. I was laying on my back. I took a few deep breaths and I just let myself be, you know? So like And it's okay. And it was honestly probably the most powerful thing I could have done in that moment, because I really just needed to let my body rest for a second. And it wasn't like, again, wasn't the best workout, but I did it. I still moved my body. I still did something. And that's all that matters. So I definitely say, you know, number one, no matter what you do, it's consistency. You're going to wake up at the same time every day. You're going to go to bed the same time every night. You are just going to do it. I don't care how much you don't want to do it. You're just going to do it. There's many, 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 many workouts, probably most of them, that I just like didn't want to do it. And then obviously afterwards, I was really happy that I did do it. So that's definitely the first step, the most important step. And then from there, you can tweak it. You could say, okay, I want to make my workouts a little bit harder, or I want to maybe add a little more resistance or add a little more weights, or, you know, I want to challenge myself in this way or that way. So you can make little tweaks, but the main point is that you are just to get up and do it. The other thing I've noticed after doing this for a year is that I really have learned my body. I felt like I was always very in tune with my body, but this took it to the next level. Like, I really follow my cycle now, and I understand that if I go in the gym and I'm really low on energy, it's probably because of where I'm at in my cycle. Like, 3 days before my period is going to be very different energy and, motivation and all that kind of stuff versus like ovulation or right after my period or whatever. So I've really become in tune with my body in that way. I also have learned, you know, like to listen to my fatigue, listen to what my body wants to eat. I'm going to be more hungry leading to my period. I'm going to be less hungry around ovulation, for example. And I just am so in tuned with myself, where I don't beat myself up anymore. If I eat a little more, I understand why. If I am low energy in the gym, I'm okay with that. If I have a lot of energy, I'm like, great, let's do something extra. But I'm never like comparing my high energy with my low energy anymore and like beating myself up. Like, what's wrong with me? And I did this the other day and now I don't even want to do it. I'm being lazy. I don't do any of that in my head anymore. Because I work out every single day, I've not only learned my body, but I just don't care. If I have a 35-minute workout that's not amazing, I know I'm going to get up the next day and have another workout. And I know I worked out the day before. So it kind of takes away the pressure of like, this has to be the best workout ever and I have to get the best results and da da da. It's like, it eliminates that. And you're just moving your body. The third thing I really want to point out is, why would you not want to start your day with movement? Not only is it good for you, obviously, but it gives you natural energy and natural happiness because of those endorphins. So, you know, people wake up every day and have coffee because they want to have energy. And I get it. Drinking a cup of coffee is much easier than working out. But if I could say, get up and work out, and not only would you have more natural energy, but you would also feel happier and more like excited for the day, why would you not want to do that? So for me, I just have an extra pep in my step. And everyone, I think if you listen to this podcast, you already know, like, I don't drink coffee. I don't want to be addicted to it. Caffeine, I think it's difficult because you can get addicted to it and too much of it is not good for you. There's a lot of talks of, you know, coffee having mold in it and all these things. I'm just really cautious. So I'm not saying don't drink coffee, but I'm saying if you need coffee to wake up and you need coffee for energy, then there's a bigger issue. And I would say sleep and exercise are number one on that list, and also food, right? So if you are thinking about getting off of your addiction to coffee and caffeine, step one could definitely be this early morning workouts. And it could be the easiest way to not go for the coffee. And again, another great time to start that, because I feel like a hot cup of coffee in the winter sounds so good to people, where it might be easier to not be craving that in the hot summer days, you know? So I think it all kind of just goes together. Like, yeah. What else? I did lose weight and I feel so much better. You know, people don't like to talk about weight loss anymore unless they're talking about Ozempic or something crazy. And again, I was never overweight. And I know, again, people like, they don't want to hear someone say that they lost weight if they weren't overweight to begin with, which I don't understand. Like, we need to just be real. And again, this podcast is about being real. So yeah, I've lost about 5 pounds and I really needed to lose that 5 pounds. I think that was the 5 pounds that really made me feel uncomfortable. I wasn't fitting in my clothes. And I know there's people out there that are going to be like, 5 pounds is nothing. But for my body and my body type and, you know, where I was at, it's a lot. And I also think people forget that obviously muscle weighs more than fat. So I do think I lost a lot of fat and then gained muscle. So even though the scale might say 5 pounds, I think it feels more like 10 pounds. And I would like to lose a little more. I'm just being completely transparent with you guys. Like, I do have my ideal body in mind, not like a crazy, you know, like go to get plastic surgery body in mind, but like my ideal body in mind, a very natural, healthy body in mind. And that does mean losing a little bit more. I'm not going to lie. And for me, going into like my second year of doing the early morning workouts, my goal is to kind of fine tune my workouts so they're a little less mindless and a little more mindful. I'm not going to be like Nazi about it. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that every day, da da da. Like, I'm not gonna do that. But I am going to be a little more strategic so that if I do have a day or two of like a mindless workout where I'm just like walking on the treadmill and like whatever, then it's okay. But then I also have my days where I'm a little more dialed in, a little more thoughtful in kind of reaching my goals, if that makes sense. And I'm not 100% sure what that's going to look like, but that's kind of where I'm heading. And there's little like fitness goals I want to work on. Like, I want to be able to hang on the bar for a minute. I can't do that currently. I haven't really tried, but I don't like I hang. And then after like 10, 12 seconds, I'm like, okay, I'm done. You know, like it just doesn't feel great. So I want to get to a place where it feels great because I know that that's a good fitness goal to be able to have. I would love to get some pull-ups in there, which I can't do currently. I definitely want to work on my flexibility. I really feel like the one thing that people miss when it comes to fitness is their flexibility. They focus on building muscle and cardio and all these things, and then stretching is like an afterthought. I really think that having long, lean muscles is where it's at. And also one thing, oh, I should definitely point this out. At the beginning, one thing that would happen to me if I worked out consistently, I would get like a tightness and a pain running like the back of my thigh into my glute. And it would happen on both sides or one side, and it was so annoying. And I would stretch and I would stretch and stretch, and it would just like take forever to go away. And then once I started the daily workouts, that pain came back and I just pushed through. I just kept going every day, every day, every day. And I haven't had that tightness and pain in the back of my leg up to my glute at all since, at all. So I also feel like because I'm moving my body and I'm stretching, I relieved that issue. So I think of all these people that like, I think one, when you're holding on to extra weight, it puts a lot of pressure on your joints. So people are having hip issues, knee issues, ankle issues, back issues. A lot of it is just you're holding on to extra weight. And it's kind of like what comes first, you know, but it's like you have to push through the pain to lose the weight to relieve the actual issue. So that's part of it. But then the other part of it is stretching, where for me, I was working out and it was tightening. Even though I was stretching a little bit, it wasn't enough. So with the daily workouts and the daily stretches, I've never had that pain again. So I find that fascinating, but I definitely think a big part for me to create the body I want and the health I want, it's going to be long, lean muscles, and stretching is a big part of that. That's why the bar class movement was so big and Pilates became so big, was because they understood the work the muscle and then stretch the muscle during the workout. So I'm a huge advocate. I'm an ex-gymnast, so I just think like I've always understood flexibility, and I really do want to regain a lot of my flexibility. Like, can I do the splits right now? Maybe, but it's really tight. So like I want to like focus on that kind of stuff. And I do think that movement and flexibility is the key to longevity and aging properly that people aren't talking about. Like if you look on like Instagram and all these things, everyone's talking about like build muscle for longevity and aging. But I think even more important is the ability to move and be flexible. I actually watched a documentary on Netflix that talked about the blue zones, which are the areas of the world with the people living the longest, over 100 years old. And the conclusion from location to location from location was that these people have very constant movement in their day-to-day life. And a lot of it has to do with keeping their flexibility. So people will like squat down and garden, or they'll squat down to eat. Like a lot of the Asian cultures will, you know, squat down and eat close to the floor, right? And like they're easily able to get up and down without being like, this is hard. I mean, have you ever like sat on the ground to play with your kids and then you stand up and you're like, oh, I'm too old for this, you know? And it's like, we all do it, but it's like, that's the issue. So as much as like, yeah, I want to focus on my cardio and muscle building and all these things, I highly am focused on just being able to move and have flexibility throughout my body. And I think that that's the key for like the long, lean, model-esque type body that I want and most women want. And then also aging. But I also think that this is really important for the men. You don't hear men say, I want long, lean muscles, right? If you look back at like men in good shape in like the 80s and 90s, they weren't bulky. Like if you look at like, I'm trying to think of examples, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, like all of these men that like had to be in tip-top shape for movies or just for who they are. Like someone had to like train to be Batman or whatever. They had lean, toned strength. I actually saw a video not too long and it was an older guy that was in good shape. And then there was a younger guy that was kind of like a bodybuilder, buff, beefy man. And they did like a push-up contest. And the older guy won. And it was just to show that like, just because you bulk up doesn't mean that you're stronger. And I think that's the misconception. And that's like a look. Like if aesthetically you want to look that way, fine. Who am I to say don't do that? But I think if you're really looking for strength and longevity and health, that's not the answer. So, or not necessarily the answer. You know what I mean? So, I mean, even in men, I like a man that is just in good shape. I don't like the bulky veins popping kind of vibe. So I think even for men, the key is strength building, cardio, but then also having the movement and the flexibility. And that's the kind of stuff I like preach to my husband. And he gets it on many levels for sure. Like he's down to go to like a hot yoga class and we both try to stretch. But again, it's always like an afterthought. So I think all of us need to put that more in our forefront. So that's definitely something I'm going to work on the next year. I want to take a good chunk of my workout time and dedicate it to stretching, which is actually hard. You know, you have to sit in it. And that's what's hard for most of us. Like, I don't meditate, but I could imagine that it's similar difficulty. You know, I actually, you know, that pigeon stretch where you have one leg back and one leg bent in front of you and you bend, lay on it, or you sit up kind of. We were doing that in a bar class years ago. And there was this great instructor. She's from New York. I'll never forget. She was great. And she had like the best hardcore classes. And she was like, guys, we're just going to sit here. Like, we're going to sit here for a while. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. Like, after a minute, I was like, okay, can we do the other side? Like, can we move on? But she was like, nope, we're just sitting in it. And I think that's the hardest part. So I do, when I say I want to be more mindful with my workouts, it's not just like harder workouts. It is like, okay, I want to stretch with intention and I want to give my body the time to really enjoy that stretch, for example. So stuff like that. So yeah, I'm really happy with my morning workouts, and I really can't remember what it was like before. It's kind of like when you have kids and you're like, what did we do before kids? It's like that. Where now I'm like, what did I do before this amazing morning routine? Like, was I just like tired and sluggish? Was I just like moody? Was I just like waiting for my workout and then getting that endorphins later? Like, I just, the whole thing feels foreign to me, like a different lifetime. And I'm loving this so much. So if you haven't been doing an early morning workout routine, maybe this is your sign to give it a try for a few months and see how you feel. Maybe you do wake up and work out and you want to fine tune some of it and some of the stuff we just talked about. Whatever it is, like, I am just so happy I did this, you know? Like, yeah. Oh, the other thing I wanted to say, I almost forgot to point out, is that the results take time. And I think right off the bat, you'll see a little bit of change because that's just natural. Your body's like, yes, like, we're working out, we're eating better, we're sleeping better, like all these things. And you do like initially see some results and you're like, yes. And then you plateau, or at least I did. And it took like 8-9 months. It took like 8-9 months to like start seeing results again. And again, it's consistency. I just like stuck with it. And finally, those results came. And so I wanted to point that out. So if you are like 4 months into it and you're like, this isn't working for me, what am I doing wrong? You're not doing anything wrong. You just have to keep going. Like, you can't fix 2, 3, 4, 5 years of, you know, not taking care of your body in 4 months. You just can't. So I feel like now that I'm almost at the 1 year mark, I can really see change that I wasn't seeing at 7, 8 months, you know? So just stick with it, consistency, and really just enjoy how it makes you feel. Like, think about the aftermath every single time. And that becomes your natural, like, motivation and steam.